laughs is the question. Who laughs is the question. So who is the one, who is the subject of the verb? Who's the subject of the verb? Okay? Many people have laughed. Abraham laughed. Sarah laughed. Later on, Ishmael is going to laugh at the party of the weaning of Isaac, so he will laugh. But none of these are the subject. None of these are the subject of this verb. The subject of the verb is unmentioned in text. Let me ask you a question. Who's naming this boy? God is. God laughs. God laughs. He's the subject of this verb. God is doing the laughing. The one not even mentioned directly with this, but one that is seen. It is God who names the Son laughter. He who laughs, or he laughs. This is the Father laughing with joy at the Son of promise. The ultimate divine laughter in reference to the divine sonship of the coming of his Son. God laughs at his people when we say, you know, God, this is impossible for you to work this out. It's impossible because I'm too old. It's impossible because I'm a virgin. It's impossible, and then we go to our lives. It's impossible because of this. It's impossible. You've let me down. What did Mary and Martha say? It's impossible. Lazarus is dead. Had you been here, you might have been able to heal him. But you're not big enough to raise him from the dead. You're just big enough to heal him. Mary and Martha, didn't you understand? Don't you understand? I'm the resurrection. Lazarus, come on. Come on up, Lazarus. And Lazarus comes up. What's going on here? He laughed at it. When you tell God, God, it's too late. You can't do anything. I've messed up my life too much. I've sinned too much. I'm too old. I'm too poor. I'm too this. I'm too that. I don't have any influence. Or I have really blown this now, God, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's all over. Woe is me. He's laughing. What's wrong with you?